Welcome to LLA Reports, a podcast produced by the Louisiana Legislative Auditor's Office. This podcast is intended to be an oral representation of the written reported highlights and is primarily for the use of the Louisiana Legislature. This is Chris McGee. I'm the Data Analytics Manager for LLA's Performance Audit Services. This episode of LLA Reports focuses on our new report titled Sanitation and Recycling Service Fees and Locations. This report provides the results of our analysis of the sufficiency of sanitation and recycling fees in the City of New Orleans and of the discrepancies between the number of sanitation and recycling service locations in the city versus the number of service locations billed by the Sewerage and Water Board of New Orleans. Overall, we found the sanitation and recycling fees were insufficient to cover the cost of providing these services. We also found discrepancies between the number of locations receiving sanitation and recycling services and the number of locations billed for sanitation and recycling services by the Sewerage and Water Board. Currently, the city's residential sanitation fee is $24 per month, which has not changed since 2011, and its residential recycling fee is $1 per month, which has not been billed since 2005. We found the city does not charge sufficient fees to cover the cost of providing sanitation and recycling services, nor do the fees reflect inflation increases since 2011. To account for such increases, the current monthly sanitation and recycling fee would need to be raised to at least $34.62. However, we found the city may have to raise the fee more than that to ensure it covers a $21.1 million deficit in calendar year 2025 in sanitation and recycling service contract costs, including tipping fees to dispose of collected trash. Further, the city pays for all 164,625 of its service locations to receive recycling services, even though only 40.9% of the locations have received a recycling bin. We also found the city has not established a formal process for routinely updating its eligible service location list, resulting in more than 12,900 service locations potentially being improperly included. These inaccuracies include addresses retired by the city that are no longer associated with the structure, addresses that should have been retired but were not, and duplicate addresses. In addition, approximately 8,000 service locations appear to potentially be ineligible based on property description information from the Orleans Parish Tax Assessor. Additionally, the city does not reconcile service locations with Sewerage and Water Board data to identify potential issues with the number of units serviced versus the number billed. We found instances where Sewerage and Water Board billing data identified city service locations as vacant, Sewerage and Water Board did not bill for service locations, and instances where the number of units billed by the Sewerage and Water Board did not match the number of units serviced by the city. In addition, we identified more than 4,500 service locations on the city's list that were classified as vacant by the Sewerage and Water Board. We also found instances where city data and Sewerage and Water Board data could not be matched. As a result of our report, we developed 4 matters for the New Orleans City Council's consideration, 8 recommendations for the city, and 1 recommendation for both the city and the Sewerage and Water Board. We suggested the council consider whether the monthly sanitation fee needs to be adjusted to cover the costs of sanitation and recycling services. We also suggested that if the council determines a recycling fee should be assessed, it consider whether the fee needs to be adjusted to cover the costs of recycling services. We suggested the council consider amending city ordinance to ensure the sanitation and recycling fees and any changes to them are based on the cost of sanitation and recycling contracts. We also suggested the council determine whether properties with more than 4 units should qualify for sanitation and recycling services provided by the city and amend the contracts if necessary to comply with city ordinance or amend city ordinance. We recommended the city establish processes to routinely identify potentially ineligible addresses on its service location list, routinely identify and remove retired or duplicate addresses from its service location list, and routinely determine the eligibility of service locations submitted by contractors. We also recommended the city ensure that contractors submit complete monthly reports of all locations being serviced as required by their contracts, routinely analyze these reports to identify potential discrepancies, and routinely analyze assessor data to identify potentially ineligible units. We recommended as well that the city amend its sanitation and recycling service contracts so that it can adjust the eligible service location list monthly during the entire term of the contract. In addition, we recommended that the City and Sewerage and Water Board routinely share information necessary to ensure any unit being serviced is billed. Finally, we recommended that the City establish a process to routinely reconcile its list of service locations with Sewerage and Water Board billing data to ensure all locations being serviced are billed and share the results with the Sewerage and Water Board. As part of their responses, which are included in the report as Appendix A, the City agreed with 7 of the recommendations and disagreed with 1 recommendation, while both the City and Sewerage and Water Board agreed with the recommendation that pertained to the 2 of them. We hope you found this podcast informative and that you'll follow future episodes of LLA Reports. This podcast was created as part of the audit report just discussed and is intended primarily for the use of the Louisiana Legislature. Both the full report and the podcast can be found on the LLA's website at www.lla.la.gov. Thank you for listening.